This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A major development out of New York in the high-profile state murder trial of Luigi Mangione. On Monday, a judge handed down a significant mixed ruling regarding what evidence can be presented to a jury. Judge Gregory Caro ruled that prosecutors can indeed use a gun and a notebook, which has previously been described as a manifesto, as evidence in the upcoming trial. This decision effectively rejects the defense team's argument that those specific items were seized illegally, delivering a critical partial victory to the prosecution. However, Judge Caro ruled that prosecutors cannot admit several other items that were uncovered during the initial search of Mangione's backpack when he was first arrested at a McDonald's restaurant in Pennsylvania 2 years ago. Those suppressed items include a loaded magazine, a cell phone, a passport, a wallet, and a computer chip. Judge Caro explained that the arresting officers conducted what he called an improper warrantless search at the McDonald's, specifically highlighting that the search happened in plain view of the public and the restaurant's employees. But the judge drew a clear line between that initial encounter and what followed. He stated that a subsequent search of Mangione's backpack, which was conducted at the Altoona Police Headquarters, was entirely valid. Because the silencer and the notebook were recovered later at the police station during that valid search, the defense team's bid to suppress those specific items was officially denied. Mangione's arrest came 5 days after Thompson, a 50-year-old father of two, was shot dead outside a Manhattan hotel as he walked to an investors' conference. Police officers were eventually called to the McDonald's restaurant in Altoona, Pennsylvania, where Mangione was spotted eating breakfast. The 28-year-old defendant has pleaded not guilty to 9 state felony charges, including second-degree murder and various counts related to his possession of a weapon. In addition to the state trial, Mangione has also pleaded not guilty in a separate federal case charging him with 2 counts of stalking. Each of those federal counts carries a maximum sentence of life without parole. In both the state and federal cases, prosecutors may highlight key physical evidence found directly at the scene of Thompson's killing. Authorities have stated they recovered shell casings with the words delay, deny, and depose written on them, terms heavily associated with the practices of the for-profit healthcare industry. The state trial in Manhattan Criminal Court is tentatively scheduled to begin this September, which will be followed by the federal trial sometime later in the fall. As for the defendant, Mangione has been detained at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn since December 2024. More crime and justice news after this. In another New York courtroom, Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial has come to a highly unusual and disjointed end. On Thursday, the presiding judge declared a mistrial on the remaining rape charge, capping off a chaotic week that also saw a split verdict on other counts in this landmark Me Too era case. This dramatic conclusion effectively sets the stage for what could be a third New York trial for the 73-year-old former studio boss. Prosecutors have already announced they are fully prepared to retry the unresolved rape count, even as Weinstein faces a brand new sentencing hearing for the sexual assault count he was convicted of just one day prior. Defense attorney Arthur Idala immediately slammed the proceedings outside the courthouse, stating that what happened inside the jury room was absolutely improper, and confirming that the defense team plans to launch an appeal. Intense strain within the panel of 7 women and 5 men led to this mistrial. Issues first leaked into public view more than a week ago on Friday when a juror asked to be excused, claiming another panelist was being treated unfairly. By Monday, the jury foreperson formally complained that other jurors were aggressively pushing people to change their minds and bringing up information outside the actual charges. The tension peaked last Wednesday when the foreperson informed the judge he felt physically afraid in the jury room, alleging another juror yelled at him for holding on to his opinion and even threatened that he would see me outside. When Judge Curtis Farber directly asked the foreperson on Thursday if he was willing to return to deliberations, the man simply said no, prompting the judge to declare the mistrial. Interestingly, other jurors disputed this toxic narrative upon leaving the court. Juror Chanton Holmes told reporters that no one mistreated the foreperson, suggesting he was simply tired of deliberating, though another anonymous juror noted the sessions were highly contentious but ultimately respectful. This unresolved third-degree rape charge involves actor and hairstylist Jessica Mann, who testified at length about being raped by Weinstein during a years-long consensual relationship. Following the mistrial, Mann released a defiant statement confirming she will never give up and is ready to testify for a third time if necessary. While the jury deadlocked on Mann's allegations, they did reach a unanimous split verdict on Wednesday regarding two other women, both involving accusations of forced oral sex dating back to 2006. Weinstein was convicted of one first-degree criminal sex act charge involving producer Miriam Haley. However, he was acquitted of a separate criminal sex act charge involving former fashion model Kaja Sokala. Juror Chanton Holmes noted that the panel did not find Sokala's testimony credible, though Sokala herself still called the partial conviction a big win for everyone. Weinstein is now scheduled to return to court on July 2nd to determine dates for both his new sentencing and the potential third trial. Weinstein has been behind bars since his initial 2020 conviction, which was overturned last year and sent back for this retrial. He is also appealing a completely separate conviction and prison sentence out of California. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With This Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.